Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our discovery unit today, and we're talking about something called tree houses. Tree houses. Houses in trees. No, we're not referring to birds' nests.
No.
I guess that could be considered a kind of house in a tree for birds.
Or even these ecological tree houses they're building in, I think, in South America for ecological tourists.
All right, I've
heard
about
this. These are for kids.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about tree houses for kids that some of us grew up with that are really fun.
Yeah, we're also going to talk about tree houses for adults as well.
Wow.
So they've kind of refined this into a fine art.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about Pete Nelson's castles in the sky, or at least castles that are a couple of feet off the ground. Pete Nelson, of course, is the person we're talking about and the person who does this. So let's find out what this is all about right now. Everybody, listen carefully as we read the entire contents of our lesson right now. The treehouse, once considered a safe haven for children, escaping from their parents' pesky nagging, has finally grown up. Nestled among tree branches, modern-day treehouses offer intimate interiors, sweeping views, and an offbeat escape from it all. To build these high-quality treehouses is no simple feat, though, and those looking for an above-ground hideaway call in the treehouse master, Pete Nelson. Discovery Channel's show, Treehouse Masters, follows Pete deep into the woods where he creates these timber masterpieces. Pete doesn't skip a beat when his old pals Charlie and Stella call for some treehouse help. They're looking for a serene space to practice meditating, and they want Pete to build one for them. Pete immediately clears a 9-day window in his busy schedule and heads to Canton, North Carolina, U.S. When Pete reaches Charlie and Stella's 21-acre property, his eyes light up as he takes in the majestic trees covering their estate. Nevertheless, with only 9 days to build their den of Zen, he knows there's no time to waste. After picking out the perfect trees, Pete promptly finishes the treehouse's design and assembles his talented team of carpenters. With such capable hands helping him, Pete has the treehouse's stationary support beams secured to the trees and the walls and roof built in just 6 days. Over the remaining 3 days, the team puts the finishing touches on the treehouse's kitchenette, bathroom, and bedroom. On the last day of their ambitious project, the team is thrilled to see a familiar white truck driving toward them. Just in the nick of time, it's Tori, their interior designer. She's itching to turn Charlie and Stella's treehouse into a tree home. Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's article. It's all about treehouses, especially ones built by a fella by the name of Pete Nelson. He's building castles in the sky, or very fancy tree houses. As Stephanie was talking about at the beginning of the program, usually tree houses are built by kids in neighborhood trees or trees in their yard, and they're pretty simple, and they probably only have one room, if they have any rooms at all. Maybe they just have a platform there or something like that.
Yeah.
But these are actually pretty fancy tree houses that involve all sorts of stuff that people pay a lot of money for.
Yeah. You know, for me, a tree house really is for kids. But this unit that we're going to talk about, the Discovery Channel show, it's about houses and trees. I would say more like houses and trees.
Mm.
And you have to have pretty big trees to have enough branches, and the trunk has to be big enough to build these kind of masterpieces we're going to talk about. So, yeah, most of us wanted a treehouse when we were kids. We didn't have trees that were big enough for a treehouse in my backyard. But later on, we could have had a treehouse, but by then I was grown and I didn't care. So they were once considered a safe haven, a safe place for children who just wanted to get away and play pretend and get away from their parents who were kind of saying, oh, get in there and do your homework or clean up your room. For me, it was more like clean up your room. I didn't have much homework growing up. I'm sorry, guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So anyway, they would escape from their parents, pesky nagging, it says. Pesky just means something that's sort of bothering you. It's related to pest. A pest is like a mosquito or something that you just want to whack and kill and it just keeps bugging you. A nagging is someone who keeps saying, hey, get this done. Come on. Hurry up. And it goes on and on and on. And, of course, sometimes we refer to our parents as being nags or nagging us because they keep asking us to do the same thing.
Or husbands refer to their wives as nagging them all the time. Gee, they spend all day at the office working really hard, and then they have to go home listening to their wife nagging all the time. This, of course, is very rare. It never happens to me. But in any case here, yes, the kids, well, they're tired of their parents nagging them to do their homework or to do their chores. So, in this particular case, we're talking about tree houses now growing up. Mm-hmm. They have finally grown up. They're not just for kids anymore. Actually, a lot of adults are choosing to live in tree houses, and they pay a lot of money for them, especially when they pay Pete Nelson to build them for him. Now, nestled among tree branches, modern-day tree houses offer intimate interiors, sweeping views, and an offbeat escape from it all. So these are modern-day tree houses. They are nestled among tree branches. Okay, so here we've got Nestle. No, this is not Nestle, the famous coffee company. This is nestle as a verb. It just means something is settling or lying comfortably inside of something, to nestle in your mother's arms, for example, if you're a baby, or nestle into the warm covers as you're going to bed on a cold winter's day. Here, the treehouse is positioned inside those tree branches behind the leaves, and they offer all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, sounds kind of nice. Now, these offer intimate interior sweeping views and an offbeat escape from it all. If you're talking about something that's intimate, it's very personal, I would say. If you have an intimate friend, you're very close, you're very familiar with each other. Here, we're also talking about a place where you feel like you have some privacy, too, you know, which is unusual because usually tree houses just have that platform and there's no privacy. But because they're up high and you're away from the ground, you feel like you're alone. And interiors would be the inside of any sort of building, an office, a home. The interiors, that's the noun form. But you can also use interior as an adjective. I'm going to be decorating the interior of the home. I'm going into the interior. Actually, we use interior without the S as a noun, too. I'm going to the interior of the home would be an example. But the interiors here refer to just the inside of a structure. Sweeping views means you can look out all around you and see a lot of land. You know, you can see a lot from where you're, I guess, standing or sitting, if you can sit in the treehouse. It's an offbeat escape. Offbeat just means kind of quirky, kind of different. We often use this word to talk about someone's strange sense of humor. I think Tom has an offbeat sense of humor. It's a little weird. It's unconventional. It's unusual. And it's kind of unusual for someone to say, I want to get away from it all. I'm going up to my treehouse as an adult.
Yeah, most people wouldn't do that.
No.
You'd probably get people to think you're kind of weird. You're going to a treehouse?
Kind of childish.
Are you regressing back to your childhood or something? You need to see a psychologist.
Yeah.
But to build these high-quality treehouses is no simple feat, though. A feat is just some kind of achievement, which requires a lot of courage, a lot of skill, a lot of strength. So it's no simple feat. You could also say it's not easy to do. It's easier said than done. And those looking for an above-ground hideaway, call in the treehouse master, Pete Nelson. So, yes, indeed, if you happen to have a very large property with lots of trees and people aren't impressed with your house and you want to impress them in some other way that is unique and offbeat, then you can call this guy in to build a treehouse for you.
That's right. So it's a hideaway where you can get away from it all. It's kind of fun. Discovery Channel's show called Treehouse Masters follows Pete, this treehouse master, deep into the woods, where he creates these timber masterpieces. Timber, of course, is another word for wood. A lot of timber. We have a lot of timber in the backyard that we cut down for our fireplace. A masterpiece refers to anybody's design or structure, something they've created using their artistry, their skill, their workmanship, that they consider as quite beautiful and quite wonderful, almost spectacular. Any sort of work can be a masterpiece produced by an artist and a carpenter or an engineer. They're artists as well in their own ways.
They certainly are. So, again, these are timber masterpieces. Timber, of course, is wood used for building and stuff like that. And in the next paragraph here, it says, Pete doesn't skip a beat when his old pals Charlie and Stella call for some treehouse help. Now here, if you skip a beat, or more importantly, if you don't skip a beat, that means you don't hesitate at all, you don't pause, you don't delay, you react right away. You don't need to stop and think about it. So he doesn't skip a beat when his friends call him to help them with a treehouse. He doesn't stop and think, really? Should I build a treehouse for you? Gee, that's going to be kind of hard. No, he responds immediately, he's going to do it.
Yeah, it can also kind of mean that, you're not shocked or surprised at all by what you see or hear. You know, it's just you take it in, it's kind of normal or common. Oh, of course my old pals want a treehouse. Of course they do. That's not surprising at all. It is, actually, to us, but not to Pete. He's told that they're looking for this serene space to practice their meditating. Before we go on and talk more about what his pals are looking for, though, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十五单元。好，其实呢，这个单元要介绍的是 Discovery 频道的一个节目。这个节目呢，是谈怎么盖树屋。好，树屋 Treehouse 在台湾其实比较少见，但是呢，在国外盖 Treehouse 好像是一个小朋友们、大人一个休闲的地方，甚至于可以逃开所有外界的干扰，躲在里面享受温馨的时刻。那我们今天要看的其实还有一个主角人物，他是专门帮人家盖树屋的，这个人叫 Pete Nelson。 好，我们先看 Pete Nelson 他所盖的树屋，说他是 Castles in the Sky 也蛮贴切的，因为的确树屋当然是离开地面的，所以你可以说它是一个天空之城。好，那这边呢，文章里面就要介绍他所盖的这两间树屋。好，但是在提树屋之前，我们先看到树屋它到底是什么样的地方。文章里面告诉我们， Nestled among tree branches, modern day tree houses offer intimate interiors。 好，我们先到这边暂停，先从 nestled 这个字看起。我们介绍树屋它的样子，那它的位置是在树枝中间，可是用被动的过去分词 nestled 放在这里，当然它的主词不见了，这里是过去分词，是分词构句，那主词就是后半句里面的 modern day tree houses， 也就是所谓的现代树屋。好，那它提供了什么样的环境呢？它用的词汇都很漂亮，包括了 intimate interiors， 也就是舒适而隐秘的内部， sweeping views， 广阔的视野。好，那我们看看这样子的地方其实要盖起来却不容易。好，这边提到一点也不容易，他说 no simple feat。 要记得英文里面如果你用 no， 那代表的很强调的是 not at all， 所以这里说起来就是一点也不容易。好，那我们再来看树屋呢，如果要盖的话，当然要找大师，这就是我们刚刚提到的这位主角人物 Pete Nelson。 而 Discovery 频道这个节目叫 Treehouse Masters， 我们翻成树屋大师，我们就来看看他所盖的房子。好，他盖的第一间树屋是他老朋友委托他盖的，而当老朋友提出这个要求的时候， Pete doesn't skip a beat。什么叫做 doesn't skip a beat？ 意思就是说一点也没有迟疑，立刻马上就答应了。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, guys, we're back. We're talking about Pete Nelson's castles in the sky. When we last left you, we were just discovering that Pete has two old friends or old pals, Charlie and Stella, and they called on their old friend Pete for some treehouse help. As we know, he's the treehouse master, and so he went to their aid. So what are they looking for? Well, it says here they're looking for a serene space to practice meditating. That would be a nice place to meditate, up in the tops of the trees, you know, away from everybody, up in the ground, but surrounded by nature, surrounded by those tree tops, the branches, the leaves, the birds. So if you're looking for a place that's serene, guys, it means you're looking for some place that's calm, peaceful, very tranquil. I think some place that's serene is often the beach. Mm-hmm. Very early in the morning where no one's there and you just hear the sound of the waves. Serene to me usually refers to either nature, where there aren't a lot of people, no tourists, of course.
Yeah.
Or maybe even in a church for me, where it's very quiet and people aren't talking much. That's kind of nice. But it's nice to be someplace that's quiet every once in a while. Just to think, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to meditate.
Meditating means you sit still for a long time and you kind of focus your mind on something. You might have a mantra or you might have some other techniques that you use. I think there are different kinds of meditation.
Yeah.
And so they need a quiet, serene place to do this. And Pete immediately clears a 9-day window in his busy schedule and heads to Canton, North Carolina, in the USA. Okay, so he's clearing a 9-day window. A window, of course, is something you look out of, but in this case, we refer to it as a period of free time that you have. Oh, I have a window of time on Wednesday. I can meet you then, for example. So he's going to think that this is going to take about 9 days, so I'm going to cancel or reschedule all my other jobs, and I'm going to clear this time for you. I'm going to give you 9 days of my time. I'm going to give you this 9-day window so that I can help you build this treehouse in the lovely state of North Carolina.
Yeah, well, often you use this phrase when we're working in an office, if we're in business and we're trying to schedule something. You don't have to say window of time. You can just say I have a 2-day window. I have a 3-hour window on Monday that I can schedule the meeting. So he's pretty busy, but he clears, which means he probably had some other things in his schedule. But since they're old friends, he decided to reschedule those things, and now he has cleared a 9-day window. So now he's not busy. He's able to go out and help his friends in North Carolina, which is a very beautiful part of America. It's in the southern part of the states on the East Coast. It's quite beautiful. Now, when Pete reaches his old pals, Charlie and Stella, he finds out they have 21 acres of property. Wow, they have a big, big piece of land that they own, those lucky ducks, I would say. An acre, even an acre of land is a lot of property, I think. My parents built a home on an acre of property. It's pretty expensive. 21 acres, maybe they had farmers in their past. Maybe some of their relatives were farmers, I don't know. But they have a lot of land. His eyes light up as he takes in the majestic trees covering their estate. Tom, what does it mean to take something in?
To look at something and to focus on it and to concentrate on it and learn about it. So you could take in the scenery when you're traveling to Taroko Gorge,
take
for example.
Take in the sights.
Take in the sights. Take in a movie.
Yeah.
Enjoy a movie, basically. So in this particular case, so I think he's kind of surveying the land. He's looking at it. He's checking it out. And he's trying to think, okay, what am I going to do? He looks at those majestic trees that cover their estate. So they've got more than one tree there in this plot of land, this estate. Estate is basically a large piece of land that you might own. Majestic here just means it's very impressive, very big, very beautiful, etc. The majestic Mississippi River or the majestic mountains of the Central Mountain Range here in Taiwan. So these are majestic trees. They're big, they're huge, and he's going to think, which tree is going to be the lucky tree?
How nice to have a big choice of trees that he can use to build his new tree house. Well, nevertheless, it says, with only 9 days to build their Den of Zen, he knows there's no time to waste. Den of Zen is kind of their nickname for their new tree house. A den is a place. Usually we refer to a separate room in a home where dad or mom goes in there to read or do some work away from the kids, a den. A zen refers to the Japanese school of Buddhism that really emphasizes meditation and intuition, things like that. So it's a place, a little place away from everything where they can go and meditate. And only 9 days to build that place. It's a pretty quick time that he has to use. He doesn't have a lot of time to waste, so he's got to get busy quickly.
Okay, moving on to the next paragraph here. It says, after picking out the perfect trees, Pete promptly finishes the treehouse's design and assembles his talented team of carpenters. So I guess this treehouse is so big that he's going to use more than one tree. So he promptly finishes the design. Promptly means quickly. He didn't waste any time. He knew exactly what the blueprint would look like.
Uh-huh.
And then he assembles or puts together his team of carpenters. A carpenter, of course, is somebody who builds things. So he puts them together. He hires all these people, and now they can begin the job.
That's right. He's got a lot of capable hands helping him. People who know what they're doing is what that means. And so he has the treehouse's stationary support beam secured to the trees. When you're building a home or an office or any sort of structure, you've got these big beams that hold up the walls. So those are pretty big pieces of wood or timber or even metal sometimes that they use to support the walls or the roof or the floor of a building or structure. If you've got something that's stationary, guys, this doesn't refer to pens and paper that we go and buy at the store. That's spelled with an E-N-E-R-Y. This is stationary, A-R-Y, which means it's not moving. It's just standing still. So sometimes some of us out there have to work out on stationary bikes. They don't go anywhere. We can just sit on them in our homes and exercise. These are beams that are secured to the trees. If you secure something to something else, you fasten it, you attach it so that it doesn't move. So they secure, they fix or fasten something so it won't go anywhere.
That's what happens, all right. So, of course, they've got these stationary supports here. I guess otherwise the tree would collapse under the weight.
It might, yeah.
It might. And over the remaining 3 days, the team puts the finishing touches on the treehouse's kitchenette, bathroom, and bedroom. Okay, so again, this is taking 6 days, and then they've got 3 days left the following 3 days. They're going to put the finishing touches on something. If you put the finishing touches on something, that means you do the last things necessary in order to complete the project. I think it's similar to a Chinese expression where you say, you paint the dragon and then you paint in the eyes. Putting the finishing touches on something.
Now, a kitchenette is just a very small or tiny kitchen. It's not a full kitchen. Can't believe they have a bathroom in this treehouse. So on the last day of their ambitious project, it's ambitious because it's really quite a lot to accomplish in a short amount of time. It says the team is thrilled. They're happy to see a familiar white truck driving toward them. Because just in the nick of time, in the nick of time means just before it's too late, just as you need it, something happens. Tori arrives, that's their interior designer. She's itching to turn Charlie and Stella's treehouse into a tree home, which is going to make it even more lovely. If you're itching to do something, it's like you can't wait. I'm itching to get started on my vacation. I'm itching to get started on learning a new language, something you're really, really excited to do.
A house, of course, is just the building, but a home is with the building and all the people and the wonderful feelings and stuff like that.
It's furnished,
so,
yeah.
Indeed. So they want to turn this treehouse into a tree home so they can do their meditation there. Okay, we're going to continue talking about these treehouses in our next lesson, but right now we're going to say goodbye. But before we do that, here comes our Chinese teacher.
好，那他们的朋友其实是希望找一个地方可以 practice meditating， 也就是可以冥想，可以静坐，可以打坐休息。那这个 Pete 呢，他马上的就 clears a 9-day window in his busy schedule。 好，这个用法意思就是说，他马上在行事里面，他忙碌的行程里头，然后就找出挪出9天的空档来。好，我们常用到 window， 可是 window 它除了当窗户之外，放在你行事历上，换句话就是把这个每一个时间的空格空下来，这是 9-day window， 也就是有9天的空格。好，那我们再来下面呢，当 Pete 他告诉他们说要盖的时候，他这个地方是在哪里呢？是在 North Carolina，而呢这个地方也非常的宽广，有 21 acre。 那 21 acre 是多大呢？那是有21英亩的房地产，这么大的一片地，所以呢他眼睛马上就亮了起来。好，那当然他只有九天可以盖，盖这间什么样的房子，什么样的树屋呢？他称它为 Den of Zen。 好，这还有押韵哦，我们知道 Zen 其实就是指禅宗。那 Den 本来呢是讲兽类居住的这种洞穴巢穴，可是称他们这个冥想的树屋，说它是 Den of Zen， 哎，意思却很美，它指的是禅宗的小屋，因为他们是希望在这里冥想、静坐、打坐用的。好，来，我们再看后面呢，继续说到他当然需要挑了树木，然后呢要很快的完成这间树屋的设计。那他有一个团队可以来帮他，可是我们看到这个句子的句型，他提到召集了这个团队过来，而且他们是怎么样的团队呢？ With such capable hands helping him。 这个地方的 with 我们晓得它是介系词，可是 with 它的句型呢，我们常常要提出来讲解，是因为这个介系词后面它可以加受词，受词后面再接补语，然后整个一个这样介系词引导的片语呢，如果放在句子当中，我们就会表示哎，在什么样的情形之下，什么样的状况之下。哦，注意的就是它当补语的，也就是受词后面那个补语位置上的字很重要，因为我们会看到它在字形上它是会用一个分词，有时候是 ing， 有时候是过去分词的 pp。 好，这个样的补语位置的字要特别留意，像这边它就是 helping him。 好，也就是说有这样子才华洋溢的能干的人，巧手，能干的巧手来帮他，那当然他就可以来盖这间树屋了。他也就在6天里面哦，就把他的树屋那种支撑的那种横梁稳固在树木上，花了6天的时间。好，注意到这里还有另外一个句型跟 has 这个动词有关。 has 它其实是一个实义动词的用法，但是一样的，它也是后面会加受词，受词后面加补语。以这边来说，这个 has 后面的受词讲的是那个树屋的那种固定的支撑的横梁，然后呢后面有一个 secured， 这是一个过去分词，它把这个横梁要固定在树上。好，因为是被固定的，所以你看到的是过去分词的 secured。 好，今天的节目就到此为止，我们下次见。
That is it for today's lesson. We hope you learned something, and please stay tuned to our program, or at least tune in next time, and you're going to learn some more about tree houses. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.